The First Hermitage. The first religious construction at the summit of Tibidabo was a little hermitage built in 1886. Its purpose was to prevent the land from being used for something other than a temple. This construction was paid for by Dorothea Chopetea, who founded and funded many different charitable works, including schools and hospitals. She was the one who convinced the sick and elderly Don Bosco to visit Barcelona. But who is Don Bosco? Also known as Saint John Bosco, Don Bosco was a priest, teacher, and writer. He was born in the early 1800s in Piedmont, Italy. He is known for his work in the education of the young. He especially focused on those who lived in poor conditions with little to no education, and those who had been abandoned by their families. John Bosco dedicated his life solving these problems, at first in the city of Turin, by providing young people a free and safe space to play, offering them opportunity for a Christian education, and a church dedicated to caring for them. For this reason, he is called Father and Teacher of the Young. With some of these young people, he founded the Salesian Congregation, which today is present in 134 different countries around the world. Our final stop is to return to the terrace in front of the basilica to look at the facade of the upper church. The exterior of the basilica. In 1914, the work on the upper church was begun, which later was named a minor basilica and was completed in 1961. The basilica is built in the Neo-Gothic style, which is highlighted by the austerity of its gray-blue walls, which contrast with the colors in the stained glass windows and the crest of different countries. The facade is noted for its solidness and ornaments. Specifically, we look to the three unique sculptures on the facade. Front and center on the facade is Saint John Bosco. Over the left door is Saint Teresa of Jesus. And over the right door is Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. All of them promoted the devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And over the main entryway, we find the figure of Saint Michael, overcoming the devil. Now if we look up, we will see from below the 12 apostles lining the four facades. And one more note. In the afternoon, from the terraces, you can enjoy wonderful and unique sunsets. Please share your photos on Instagram at templo_tibidabo. templo_tibidabo. Thank you for joining this audio guide, and have a wonderful day.